The following podcast is fine. Right?
You're supposed to warn them about like words and bad.
Sure. The following podcast has some adult language, but honestly, it just features the stunning betrayal. And for those of you who hearken back to the movie snack draft, you'll know what I'm talking about. No. I'll never get over it. He knows what he did.
You might as well not even
fuck
take
himself.
Him.
You knew I was going to take Cherry Icy. You knew it. And you fucking don't even like it. And you took it. And I'll never forgive you. It's been almost 2 years and I'm still mad. Fuck you, Jeff. The following podcast contains Jeff Shell shitting all over his friends. Play that.
Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Draft Podcast. Drafting with you this
week. The Habit Fantasy Draft. Come on, Jeffrey.
Drafting with you this week is the Milkman Coach Jeff Magic Shell.
Woo!
We're drafting in the afternoon today, so it's the return of Drinking Ryan.
Drinking Ryan!
The clit to my uterus, the people's champion, the white black panther, Ryan Steak and Eggs Dobosh.
Bitches hoes! Clap your toes.
That doesn't make sense.
Rhymes though.
Yes.
And the doctor is in. Dr. Mark Sexy Christmas Ciano.
Yes. Sexy Christmas, baby.
Christmas could be sexier, people, and you know it.
What about those titties?
Let's see some titties.
You gentlemen, great to be here with you both.
Yeah.
So happy to be drinking in the podcast.
Oh, man, I wish I was.
Because here's the thing. For those at home, just so you guys can see how the sausage is made, for the longest fucking time now, we had to record these things in the mornings, and that's before I go to work. But today is a special day, and we're going back to the old school. And I took a couple shots, I got a beer, and a side of whiskey.
Oh, man.
I'm ready to fucking draft some shit. What is our topic? I don't even care what it is.
Good. Our topic is best one-named celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
One name.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about this. One name, it doesn't mean they legally only have one name. I'm sure they have a name you can go fucking find out, like, that guy's last name is really Peterson, but they're known by one name, correct? We can all be gentlemen about this?
Yeah.
You say the one name, and everyone knows what you're talking about.
I'm favoring the ones where you go, shit, what is their last name? Do they have a last name? I'm not even sure. Like,
that's stronger. That's a stronger pick.
Certainly.
Let's not all name the elephant in the room. We all know who we're talking about.
All right, then let's get to it then.
Okay.
Who has an idea of how we can determine the draft order?
How about, like, most regrets?
All right.
I've got a lot of regrets.
We're going most to least?
Yeah, most to least. Most to least.
I'll go third. I've got no regrets.
No regrets!
Wait, no. I have one regret. I remember 2007, I said that Hey Ya would be the first song to never, ever get old.
Oh, God, that song is terrible. Okay. It was so good when it came out.
And I regret that. I will admit to being wrong on that one.
It got really old.
Jeff, maybe you could play us out today with Hey Ya. Just a little something to think about.
You got it.
So I'll go third. So between you two.
I started off college as chemical engineering, then was like, oh, this is getting in the way of my drinking. And then I went to drama.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Well, drama square in the middle of all of my regrets.
That's a shared regret, you guys. We don't know. I chose drama in high school. Like, I'll be with those kids.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, at least you both got out. I did drama all through my 20s, all through my 30s, and now I'm in my 40s still doing drama. Fair. I have no money, no marketable skills. I honestly, I could have lost an arm and done less damage to my future self.
True.
Beth, you go first.
Wow.
Oh, most regrets.
Oh, my God. So Mark's going first.
Mark, Jeff, Ryan, let's do it.
I can't wait.
My first pick in the draft, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, the one name, nobody knows what his real name is, Prince.
Yeah.
Woo!
Number one. Prince, yeah.
Oh, yes, great pick.
I love that
Prince. Prince is so fucking cool.
Right? He was cool all the way through his death. Yeah.
And that motherfucker is 11 inches tall. He's like a G.I. Joe. And you're just like, this guy? Prince, to this day, one of the celebrity deaths I really took the hardest. Because Prince is fucking... He was a national treasure. I'm not overstating that.
Yeah, seriously.
Great pick.
I love this pick because I don't know his last name.
No, I have no idea what his real name is. You can look it up, of course, but...
Should we do it or should we leave it a mystery?
I looked it up. His name was Prince Rogers Nelson.
His real name was Prince?
I mean, according to Wikipedia, it's Prince Rogers Nelson.
His first name was Prince?
He just goes, I'll just be called Prince, fuck it.
Yeah, like, why if your first name's Prince, just you're done.
Prince, great call, Mark. I'm glad you got Prince on your team. That's a good one.
Great, yeah, that's huge.
Prince also has one of my favorite lyrics of all time, like, her body slamming, let's get to ramming.
Prince was down to talk about sex way before anybody else, dude. I feel like he... Was he gay?
He was bi for sure, right?
I think he was just all
sexual. Pansexual.
Yeah, he's pansexual. Like, omnisexual.
Yeah, omnisexual, actually, I think is probably the best phrase for Prince.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, a purple rain blowjob, woo, lasts forever.
Go guitar, go.
Okay, so
all right, second pick.
On that note, Jeff is up with the second pick. I'm going with the pick. Everybody knows this celebrity's last name, but her first name is so incredibly well known. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with Oprah.
Oprah.
What? You wow. just said you give yourself less credit for one that has know,
he's a
well
liar.
I know,
but I couldn't.
He's a dirty
I know, but
fucking liar.
Everybody, the TV show, the magazine, the books, everything is just Oprah.
Oprah is definitely a one-name sensation.
There's
I'll
no confusion. When people say Oprah, it's not like Oprah.
Oprah Winfrey.
Are we talking
Oprah Nelson?
Jenkins?
Oprah Rogers?
Exactly.
So many Oprahs at my work these days.
I've never met a second Oprah. You guys ever met a different Oprah?
I wonder if there's anybody on earth else named Oprah.
I don't think you can name your kid Oprah anymore, can you?
There's no Adolfs and Oprahs.
And as a thought experiment for the rest of this draft, who would you, of all these celebrities, who would you rather have a selfie with? Because I think I'd take Oprah over Prince. Well, I love Prince, but a selfie with me and Oprah? Oh! I love
no
it.
No way! I would want that little tyke right next to me, making me look super buff.
Sit
like
on your
big.
Lap?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah. Just like a
you're
little
the Easter
prince
bunny.
In my arms.
Yeah, yeah. All right, good point. I see that.
Like holding a little broom, you know?
Well, so far, Prince is winning the selfie contest. All right, well, going forward, I like keep a running tally.
But okay. Oprah's great. And Oprah does a lot of good for the world, too. I can't, you know what I mean? I want to say that solid pick, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
She's great. Yeah.
She's got two names, but whatever.
Well, speaking of that, go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, is it my turn?
It is.
Your turn.
Okay. So, with the third pick of the draft, I'm going to take this person who is known the world over by one name, and maybe, I don't want to say the biggest celebrity of all time, but certainly up there. And with the third pick of the draft, I'm taking God.
Oh! Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, one fucking name.
Have you know...
God.
Have you know...
How do you know God is real? These are real people, right?
God's a celebrity, dude. God's a celebrity.
He's a fictional character. I might as well take Zeus.
Ooh, you could have. You could have.
God is a horrible
thing. I'm telling
pick.
You right now.
Because A,
God is the
that's
best
not his
pick.
Name. That's his title.
Nah.
That's
name
not his
and
name.
Title. It's like Australia is a continent and a country.
No.
It can be both.
No.
It can be
he
both.
Is a
it's
god.
His name and his title.
No, his name is Yahweh.
He can be a god. But
and no,
his God.
Yeah. His real name's Yahweh. We all know that.
Dude, straight up God.
You can't take...
If I say to you, hey, who's God? They go, oh, you know who God is. Don't fucking do this.
No.
All right?
Every country on earth has, like, a different God.
At least he's in the last name that we all know.
You're taking an intangible concept of God.
I am taking God. I'm taking the Lord our God. All right? Part of the Holy Trinity, Holy Ghost, Father the Son, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ was his son in human flesh.
No.
Came down. God the Father, you're welcome.
Horrible pick.
Is my pick.
It's not even...
Well, no. It's. I don't even care how you feel, Jeffrey. I don't care how you feel. God's
it's
the
his
best
pick. It's true.
I'm taking
it's true.
God.
It's his pick.
All right, you got Oprah. That's almost the same thing.
Yeah, Oprah's real.
Prince, honestly, I feel like the three of us are tied right now. Mark got Prince, which is huge.
Yeah,
you got Oprah. You gotta give me God, all right? I gotta field the team here.
So, do you take a selfie with God?
Woo! No, it blinded me.
Oh, right? You can't take a selfie with God.
Have you seen Raiders of the Lost Ark? It would blind you.
This is the question, though. Now, if you show that selfie to other people, does it blind them? Like on Facebook? Does it blind everyone who sees you?
I would never post it. I would take it. I would never post it. I would never post it. I would keep it on my phone, but I would never post it.
Right. So.
Not without like a huge filter. Like four filters.
Can you use that to like smite your enemies?
Just text them the photo of the selfie of you and God.
Right? Yeah.
God. Yeah. Oh, so happy you could make an appearance. God's done so much for so many and so much to so many. Really. He's not the best.
He kills everyone.
Honestly, he loves you. You know what I mean? He sits in judgment of you every second of every day.
He's always judging.
Always judging, but is on your side. Wants you to succeed, unless it goes against his plan, in which case...
But the problem is you're taking which God, because there's a thousand different gods.
I'm talking the one true God. You know who I'm talking about. You know, when I say God, people know what I'm saying.
No.
Don't do this to yourself.
Because there's like...
You're making my case for you.
I go to India and I say God. They're going to be like, well, which one?
Why would you go to India? Why would you go to India? Dude, fucking Michelangelo painting God back in the day.
There's a one named celebrity.
Ooh, Michelangelo. I'm writing that down. Ooh. Oh my god, all those fucking turtles.
I assume Mark would take some Renaissance era Italian artists, but well, I guess we'll find out with his second pick.
We'll never know, will we?
All right, we're at round two, ladies and gentlemen, and I gotta go with my heart on this one. It's maybe not the most famous or, you know, the most singular name, but ladies and gentlemen, for my second pick, first in the second round, I'm taking Ichiro.
Whoa!
Ichiro.
Ichiro. Ichiro.
There's no singular, like, sports icon that I love more than Ichiro. I just love that he was obsessive, compulsive, just a little bit on the crazy side of loving baseball too much. And just, I loved watching him, like, when we went to the stadium, the Mariners might suck, but you knew before the night was through, Ichiro would do something ridiculously awesome. Or at least he'd be stretching the whole time, which was also fun to watch.
He loves stretching. How old is he now? 70?
45.
Oof, wow.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm going to get old too? Damn it.
We're old. Minute. Yeah.
Any second, but I still feel the same.
I know. I don't feel old at all. I only feel old when I watch younger people watch me dance.
Oh, yeah. Like, you do dance super old.
That's true.
You're always throwing the twist in there. Fucking,
I love the twist.
The mashed potato. You love the mashed potato.
Oh man!
let's twist again, like we did last summer.
Mark, what is like the newest dance? Like, I don't know. I don't know what the word is. Like,
what's the newest dance?
Like the newest like dance moves that you've been like, oh, I guess I got to start doing that now. You know what I mean? Like a new.
He doesn't do that. He doesn't care.
Oh, I don't know what the name of it is, but it's where they swish their legs.
The floss.
Their hips.
Floss.
Yeah, floss is the one I've started working into my repertoire.
With the arms?
Yeah, yeah.
In the opposite direction?
Yeah, it's really dumb looking.
I only know that because my kids somehow knew it. Like, my kids came home from school, and they're like, look, Dad, I can floss. I'm like, what the fuck? Floss? What the fuck? Oh, I guess it's a dance thing now?
Yeah. God, it's no stanky leg, you know what I'm saying?
right? It's not fucking doesn't bring any boys to the yard.
All right, who's up? We got Jeffy, right?
Jeffy's up.
Jeffy,
yeah.
Come on, baby. What do you got? Pick what number got? 5.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the world of music. Surprise, because every musical artist wants to have one name. I'm going with the famously named Madonna.
Oh, Madonna.
Life is a mystery. Yeah. Oh, Madonna's got so many good songs.
Oh, Daughter of God.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Mother of God. Wait.
Yeah, right?
And daughter.
Which one,
and
Ryan?
Daughter.
That God.
Happy mind around that one. All ties back to pick number 3. Madonna's a great pick, though, dude. Best song, Madonna song. Right now, I'll fight you both. Borderline. Fight me.
Borderline.
Just
I like a prayer.
Try to understand. I give it all I can. Cause you got the best of me.
Respect yourself.
Super good.
I think that one's maybe a little hotter.
Open your heart. Open your heart. Super good. Oh my God, we should just draft Madonna songs, for Christ's sake.
Vogue.
Vogue, yeah, Vogue's
Vogue.
Great.
Nobody likes Vogue.
Vogue was a good song.
Damn it, Jeff.
Mark, from what I was saying earlier, Madonna is somebody with, I don't know her last name. It's one of those things where, like, it's a pub trivia thing. Like, I think I've heard it maybe 3 or 4 different times in my life, and I think it's, like, Ciceroni.
I feel like she's Italian.
It's like I want to say it's, like, Ciceroni. Definitely, or something. Yeah. I guess we should look it up.
Material Girl, Like a Prayer. Oh, La Isla Bonita. Great one. Holiday. God damn it, Madonna. Great pick. You must be my shiny star. No, Lucky Star.
Lucky Star, that's right.
Jeff's got Oprah and Madonna. He's dominating right now.
Madonna Louise Ciccone. It's got 3 C's, Mark. What do I do there with that Italian guy?
Don't ask Mark.
Ciccone.
Madonna Louise Ciccone. Oh, there you go.
Was her first name really Madonna?
Yes.
Wow.
She could have changed it.
Yeah. All right, Ryan. Wow us. You've gone God. Try to go up. Make it bigger if you can. Escalate.
You mean to raise the stakes even further?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. I will choose this person. They have a one name. They're known by one name. Their name has a number in it, which is crazy to me. But who am I to tell him how to live his life? Only God can judge him. And my pick is Tupac.
Tupac! It's Tupac yeah. Shakur! There's 2 names!
Yeah, you know his last name. It's Oprah Winfrey, too, Jeff.
It's Ichiro Suzuki. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, Tupac. I'm taking Tupac. Listen to me. Look at the remaining celebrities and tell me Tupac's not the best of them all.
There's a couple more that I would think are better, but you got God.
I didn't take him number one overall. This is my 6th pick, and I ain't taking... Yeah. I mean, I know who I'm not taking, and I can't wait for you guys to take those motherfuckers, but I'm telling you right now, Tupac. I'm happy with that pick. I got God. I got Tupac. I'm rolling deep right now. You know what I mean? And if I had a selfie, it'd be Tupac. Over the God selfie that would kill everyone.
I like the idea that a selfie with God is death to all other humans.
Like, no matter what format it's in, like, if you make it a JPEG, like a PNG, like a GIF, like any, like a Twitter, any platform, if you put a selfie with God and you tweet it, you're going to kill, like...
If they, yeah, oh my God, they tweet it, like, it's retweeted? Fuck.
If I tweet it, it's like 150 people die, but if somebody else tweets it and then retweets it, then it's a big deal.
Yeah, Rob Delaney's going to kill half the world. Tupac was a, obviously a rapper, also actor, also... Poet laureate. I think people don't realize that.
Hmm.
He really brought a lot to the game. Mm-hmm. Spent a couple years in prison,
mm-hmm.
obviously for a crime he didn't commit. Mm-hmm. And then was allegedly gunned down in Las Vegas. But I'm here to tell you, he ain't dead.
Okay.
Much like my other pick.
Both unprovable as well. Did he exist? Nobody knows.
All right. No, Tupac's a solid pick. I mean, if we're going to do Oprah and Ichiro, might as well.
But don't, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't lump, I can't wait
don't
to hear your next
Oprah
pick.
Don't Oprah in with Tupac.
Please. Yeah, no, why? We're the same. Oh, because they're both black? What's going on, Jeff?
Ryan, if you're happy, I'm happy. I wasn't going to say anything because secretly I'm like, great, I'm winning. I don't care. But here's the thing. Okay, fine. If we're going to do this, let's do this. Everyone's grandma knows who Oprah is, right? If you said, all right, who's Oprah?
They're like, the coveted grandma vote. Everybody got in the way.
Everyone in other countries knows who Oprah is. Tupac is so limited. People are like, Tupac, I don't know who Tupac is.
You better watch it, girl. We're doing a popularity contest. How many people think more people know, certainly not Ichiro, but like, I think Madonna and Tupac are probably tied.
No, Madonna. No, because Madonna's longevity. She's been around. She was like world over. Like she's doing concerts in Russia and China.
Tupac's
yeah.
the greatest lit rapper to ever live.
Great. Huge in Iceland.
He's on my team. All right. You don't have to have him. I'll take him. I'm taking God and Tupac. I still feel like I'm winning.
Good. Good.
So there we go.
All right, Mark. Kick it off with the final round.
Oh, it's back to me. Man, I do not have... I don't have a really good Grand Slam pick for my third round.
Oh,
I just
got to
go with my heart. I'm looking at a couple different things. I'm like, I just want to round out my team a little bit. So I'm going to go with... It hurts. Sting. I'm taking Sting.
Whoa.
Sting.
We are officially arrived at the third tier.
The wrestler? Are we talking?
Yes.
This is the problem.
Sting, the wrestler. Sting. I was looking at the different musical picks, right? Because there's a few of them out there. And I was like, who of these do I actually listen to? And even though he's not the coolest, I got to say his music's it's just a notch up. On some of the other single name music stars. So
Sting.
Yeah, I went with Sting.
Sting had a good career. He was in the Police. You know what I mean? He did Fields of Gold.
Super big into like tantric sex.
Yeah, and he was in Dune.
I'll give him credit for this because the other, you know, Madonna's first name was Madonna and Prince's first name was Prince. Sting,
yeah,
chose Sting from Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner.
He goes, I'll be Sting. Yeah, that must have been a crazy conversation that day. Like when he went to like talk to his friends, he's like, listen, guys.
Hey, guys.
I'm into the band. I'm definitely into it.
What's up, Gordon? What is it, mate?
Oh, that's actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I've got a thing I want to ask you. It's a small favor. It's all right. Just from here on out, if you could call me Sting.
Nah.
Just, yeah, no. It's
nah,
for,
get out of here, Gordon.
It's my first and last name. It's just one name, Sting.
Sting Matthew Thomas Sumner.
No, just Sting, really. Like the verb! Yeah, no, it's not, it's also a noun. You can sting and you can have a sting, but I'd like to just be Sting. I thought this about this for quite a while, since yesterday, and I'm really sure.
Like the wrestler?
What?! Hey, time traveler Dan, get back out of here!
Fucking time traveling bass players.
You know they are.
So yeah, Sting. I'm taking Sting. Hey, you know, right. I gotta admit, right. it's not the strongest of picks in the draft. We're definitely at the third round. But
yeah, we're out of the fucking prime territory.
Oh, there's a couple. No, there's a couple good ones left.
We can't wait for you. We can't wait for your pick, Jeff.
I'm so torn here because there's a one that I think is super solid, but also I kind of want to mix it up in the third round and have a little bit of go a little bit silly. I'm torn between wanting to win and wanting to have fun.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, you're not going to win.
Okay.
So if I were you, I'd go with field the strongest team you can, and maybe that'll get you the votes. But my third pick is huge, and you'll never take it.
All right. My third pick is one of the most popular celebrities of all time, known in probably every country on earth, and actually did exist. I'm going with Jesus.
Nope,
Jesus Christ.
Nope. Yeah, but Jesus.
What?
Yeah. No.
Last name.
Everyone went with Jesus.
Of course, he has a last name. So does Oprah Winfrey.
Don't,
but
don't
we know?
Don't
it's
do this to
Jesus.
Yourself.
Jesus and God. What is happening
Jeff,
to our podcast?
On, dude.
When you
come
see
on,
no.
Buddy.
Jesus is
this
the
is
biggest
so
celebrity.
Cheap,
he's bigger.
Dude.
Everyone knows God. Everyone knows Jesus.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's not a one name. I would have taken it. It's Jesus Christ.
No,
everyone
it's not Jesus Christ. It's
when
not.
They blaspheme.
That's his last name. That's
Marcus,
his last name.
Back me up here.
Wait, Christ isn't his last name.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Isn't that just the name we gave to him later?
Yes.
No, his last name is Christ. His parents were Bill and Mary Christ.
They were not Christ in the last name. No.
Joseph
no
and
one
Mary
from
Christ.
That corner
Listen,
of the
Jesus
earth
is not a
one-word Christ.
Celebrity. That's not... Jeffrey, you got to pick again.
Well, he's more of a one-name celebrity than God is. Trust me.
God only has one name!
That's not his name. That's a title.
Oh, my God.
At least Jesus is his name.
So is Christ. Christ is a title. Like, he is the Christ, not he is of Christ.
Jesus
not-
the Christ. I can't believe you're honestly going to do this. You're going to steal that. You're going to try to steal this idea from me in a cheap way and like sneak it in the back door. But if you want to do it.
Well, you can paint it that way. But really what I'm doing is improving your idea as usual.
Is that what it is? As though I hadn't even thought of the idea of Jesus. No, you're right. I just stuck on God. I took God because that's the right answer, asshole.
I don't know why you messed up and took the wrong pick.
By all means, take a two fucking name celebrity in a one name celebrity draft. Great job. I wish fucking Dave was here. I wish Dave was here. R.I.P.
We miss Dave.
Oh, I got some news. By the way, I have to tell you guys something after the podcast is over.
Okay.
It's pretty sad.
Save it for the end.
Jeffrey, are you seriously going to take Jesus Christ?
I'm taking Jesus.
Oh, how... Wow.
Because everybody knows who
he is. I'm so embarrassed for you.
If you go to every different country on earth and you say,
tell me who God is, you're going to get 20 different
so
gods.
Embarrassed.
If you say, tell me who Jesus is, no one's going to be like, you mean the relief pitcher from the Dominican Republic?
Like
everyone knows who you're talking
you're
about.
You're like forever. This is going to cement your status as Pepsi for the rest of our time in this. All right. I'm the Coke and you're the Pepsi because you see my thing and you go, oh, I can almost do that. Oh, what about this, guys?
Huh? No.
No, listen. Everyone loves Pepsi, Jeff. Go with that. It's fine.
Nope.
Wow. I can't. I don't have anything to cross off because Jesus Christ isn't on a one name celebrity list. It's fine.
It's not.
All right. That's fine. So at this point, since it doesn't even matter what we're taking, with the 9th pick of the draft, the last pick overall, I am taking Sinbad.
He's on my second list.
It's worth it. I thought about saying Sinbad just because it's so funny.
Write it down.
Wow.
Because all bets are off at this point. I got a God, Tupac, and Sinbad, and I fucking stand by it.
God, Tupac, and Sinbad. Yeah, there's no drop off there.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
This is what a nightmare of a draft.
Favorite No, your pick.
This is a dream draft right here. You both are ridiculous. Jesus.
Listen,
Christ.
I was ridiculous first for the record.
It's true. You did get there with a concept. The thing is, like, I want to shame both of you for your crazy pick.
My guy's real.
Jesus didn't really exist.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Jesus exists.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
Alrighty.
But wait. I think Dobish is wrong on the two name part. The stealing your thunder, he's definitely got a point. But I think Christ was just a title,
I had
right?
I pick on my list for days.
Did not.
100%.
Roll back the tape. Listen to how just surprised you are when I say God, and tell me you had Jesus Christ in your fucking back pocket.
Because I was going to make you. Jesus was my third round pick. I'm like, I wanted to take him first round, but then I was like, I'm going to ease into it.
Everyone knows.
You got your thunder stolen, and then you tried to steal back your thunder, but you can't have the thunder back because the thunder's out.
I wasn't trying
out,
to steal back my thunder. His pick is null and void. It's not even a name.
There's plenty of thunder to go around. Everyone here's got plenty of thunder. And the listeners will decide, Jeffrey. This is just like Tongs all over again. I'm content to let it play out. And then when you come to me hat in hand a week from now, and you apologize for what you fucking so brazenly tried to do, I'm gonna say to you, I don't accept your apology. Sit with it. All right? You know what you did. Be that guy. Let's get to the walk-ons.
Walk-ons.
Share.
Great. I also thought about
Share. Yep.
I thought Selena. Ooh, huge in Texas.
I don't think I would have known who that. Like, I don't think I would have immediately been like, I think I know who that is, but I'm not sure.
Here's the thing, dude. I said Selena. Like, I was going through one of the very loyal listener, Catherine Ramirez. You can go catch the Hispanic last name. She loves the podcast, and I was telling her the topic today. And when I said Selena, you should have seen how serious she got. She thinks Selena's number one overall. So I was like, damn. Like, it's not a huge group of people, but there's some people out there who think Selena is it.
Better than God.
Better than God. Yeah, better than Prince. Better than Oprah.
No, I mean, as a pick.
Who's to say? No. not at all.
You can do a lot more with Selena. Selena's dead, though, right?
Ooh, RP, yeah. Dead.
Beyonce?
You know who isn't dead? Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Rihanna, her sister is Beyonce? No. Rihanna's not related to Beyonce. Oh, Solange.
Beyonce. Yeah.
Solange is Beyonce's sister.
Oh, none of us took Beyonce. Oh, I should have gone with Beyonce instead of Sting. Regrets. There's just add that to my regrets.
I had to eat the fucking Sinbad laugh. I couldn't go Beyonce.
What about Elvis?
Oh, shit. Elvis.
I told you there was a couple good ones lined up. I told you guys.
Why do you take Elvis instead of Jesus?
Jesus,
you fucking
Jesus
moron?
Already had plans. I don't care what you think.
Nah. Elvis is fantastic.
Yeah.
I should have gone for the joke. He's better than Seal.
What do you guys think about this? I debated. Is Mr. T one name celebrity?
I don't think he is, dude.
Because
I think he's in his own category. Like,
I think he's got
Mr.'s the title.
Because he insists on the title. Yeah, he insists on it. You don't just call him T.
T, yeah.
If you call him T, he'll pity you. because you're a fucking fool. Ixia, we got Fabio.
Yeah. Fabio. Ooh,
yeah.
Adele.
I feel like Fabio can actually suck it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You want to get to this? Should we get to the suckets? Because I got two great ones.
All right, let's go to suckets.
Oh, wait. RuPaul.
One more before suckets. Pele. We got to give our respect to Pele, right?
Shoot. Pele, Ronaldo.
No one took Pele.
They were on my list too. I forgot. Ronaldo.
No one took any of the soccer players. I thought that's what this was all about.
Ronaldo and Neymar. Yeah.
All right, hit it. Suckets.
We can suck it. We can suck it. She can suck it. They can suck it. They can suck it. They can suck it. We can suck it. They can suck it. Your favorite band sucks too.
Neymar, Ronaldinho, like all those Brazilians.
Wow, he's just going for blood right now.
And going. Neymar is always boring to watch. Kaká.
Also, Jack A.
Who?
Jack A.
Her star shines so bright from like 1987 to like 1988. She was like on some sitcom on NBC after the Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah.
Jack A.
Tiffany. Tiffany could suck it.
Monique.
All right. You know who else can suck it? Satan.
Satan.
Yeah, Satan. Yeah.
He has a name.
He's fucking Lord of Darkness.
I think that's his title. I don't think.
No, Satan is the devil. Beck, because he's a Scientologist.
Beck, yeah.
Weirdo.
Coolio.
Nah, I'm actually good with Coolio. I'll put him in the walk-ons. Right. All right. The number one named celebrity who can suck it, Gallagher.
Yes.
Fuck Gallagher, dude.
Gallagher is the number one suck. Like, that's the best suck it. I can't top it. That's so good.
He can't beat Gallagher. It's true.
Dude, we just gotta end the podcast right there. I cannot. That is, Gallagher is the worst one name celebrity.
Yeah, he's the worst one name celebrity there is.
He's the Hey-ya of one name celebrity.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't mess around because she loves.
Habit Podcast was edited and mixed by Jeff Shell. Theme music by the incomparable Jose Bolt. He releases a new album on his website every December at josebolt.com. Suck It song by Dr. Mark Ciano. Oh, and one more thing.
Since you're still listening, I assume you're cool. Don't tell Ryan this, but you should go rate and review us on iTunes.
Thanks. See you next week.
Walk out oatmeal to the rescue. Walk out oatmeal is though the best.
Play ball.
That's what I would walk into. I would be rolled into in my funeral.
One of the three tenors will sing that. And then at the end of it, Dave brushes off home plate, pulls up his mask, and yells, play ball.
Nice.
Elaborate funerals. Okay, let's start, shall we?
Yeah, can we have, we're all going to have really elaborate funerals, right?
I want zip lines. I want everyone on segues. I want it to be really difficult.
Now I don't even want to be the first to die because I want to go to all those funerals.
No, that's out of your hands.
It doesn't matter what you want there, Mark. It doesn't really matter what you want. We don't get a pick. You kind of laid that track down a while back, didn't you?
Man, why did I have to live so ruthlessly?
Listen, Luke might have a heart attack.
Yeah, that guy right. Yeah, he's holding on pretty tight to everything.
I mean, if there's six of us, chances are one of us dies of cancer early, and
well, that's you.
It's probably me, right?
It's gonna go Mark, Luke. Sorry, Jeff. Mark, Luke, Jeff, Dave, me, Johnny.
What? You're gonna live longer than everyone else?
No, Johnny's gonna bury me.
I don't know.
It'll be just him at the funeral.
Dave's a pretty indoor cat. I don't know.
Telling you guys, I don't make the rules.
Fair, true, fair.
Ryan,
fair enough.
You kind of live on the edge, though. You know, like that's a dangerous place
to
live.
But I always win, baby.
You're like proud that you don't wear seatbelts and stuff in cars. Like that's
fuck that. Bobby Phils always dude. Mark and I have been wearing seatbelts since the fucking dawn of time because of one NBA player whose life was cut short. and we've never looked back. I wear a seatbelt every single time I ride a car.
I got bad news. I haven't been wearing it as much. I've forgotten about Bobby Phils.
You're definitely dying first.
Yeah, I'm you're definitely on the way out.
I'm going to kick it off here, okay?
Okay.
Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Draft Podcast. Drafting with you this week.